This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Israeli media reports say Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu had agreed to leave the strip of land along the border between Gaza and Egypt before six hostages were executed last weekend. But now Netanyahu said on Wednesday Israel must remain there. Linda Gradstein reports from Jerusalem.
Netanyahu said the goals of the war remain the same: to destroy Hamas's military capability, free the hostages, and make sure Gaza can never again become a threat to Israel.
And all these require standing firm on the things that will ensure the achievement of these goals.
That, he says, means Israel must maintain control over the Philadelphia corridor, at least for the near future, even if it means there will not be a ceasefire deal with Hamas. Linda Gradstein, VOA News, Jerusalem.
Ukraine's foreign minister, Dmytro Kuleba, submitted his resignation on Wednesday ahead of an expected major government reshuffle. AP correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
Kuleba did not give a reason, but was one of several cabinet ministers stepping down in what President Volodymyr Zelensky calls a reboot, saying his government needs new energy in diplomacy and elsewhere as the war with Russia approaches the 1,000-day mark. Kuleba's been a key player in taking Ukraine's message to the world, and just last week urged Western partners to lift restrictions on using long-range weapons inside Russia.
If we are allowed to strike, we will significantly decrease the capacity of Russia.
Pointedly saying if that does not happen,
then do not complain on Ukraine, complain on yourself.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
The war is set to reach the 1,000-day mark in November. This is